Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
European Union makes it clear GMO scope is not as large as that claimed by promoters. 19 of the 28 countries members of the European Union submitted all necessary documents to ban GM crops in their countries, in line with the new directive of the regional bloc. This was reported on October the 4th by European Commission spokesperson Enrico Brivio. The deadline for the 28 countries of the European Union to ban GM crops already authorized by the bloc or in the process of being authorized was October the 3rd. According to an article by German outlet Deutsche Welle, in the past, European Union countries could only block GMOs if there was scientific evidence of their health or environmental risks, but the new regulation allows countries to ban GMOs approved by the European Union for wider reasons, including political considerations. The countries that do not want genetically modified organisms in their territories are Austria, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, the Netherlands, Poland, and Slovenia. Nevertheless, Germany wants to allow the cultivation of GMOs only with research purposes. To this list, we have to add Belgium and the UK, which demanded that the blocking of GMOs only applies to parts of the territories, such as the Valonia region in the case of Belgium, and Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland in the case of Britain. According to Deutsche Welle, the companies that work with GM crops have a 1-month deadline to issue an opinion about national applications. Nevertheless, the government have the final word. The only GM crop authorized to be grown in the European Union so far is maize MON-810 of US Monsanto, grown in Spain, Portugal, and to a lesser extent in the Czech Republic. The companies that develop genetically modified organisms have suffered many setbacks in Europe. In January 2012, German corporation BASF announced that it would abandon the development and trade of GMOs in the continent as a consequence of the resistance against these crops in several countries of the region. The company decided to focus its efforts on other markets, North America, South America, and Asia. A BASF board representative in charge of genetically modified organisms, Stefan Marcinowski, recognized that there is still a lack of acceptance for this technology in many parts of Europe from the majority of consumers, farmers, and politicians. Therefore, it does not make business sense to continue investing in products exclusively for cultivation in this market, he added, according to AFP agency. Also in 2012, a report by La Via Campesina, Friends of the Earth International and Combat Monsanto stated that the resistance against Monsanto and GMOs was increasing. The three networks then claimed that the total surface planted with GM crops covered only 3% of global farming lands, contrary to the encouraging picture painted by the biotechnology industry. They explained that GM plantations were limited to a few countries, 90% in the US, Brazil, Argentina, India, and Canada.